John Potter, the Postmaster General, today says no matter how you slice it, the Postal Service is in deep trouble.
We plan to reduce costs by $5.9 billion this year alone. To make this happen, we've instituted a nationwide hiring freeze. We're consolidating operations, using fewer machines on fewer work shifts in fewer facilities with fewer mail carriers. We're eliminating thousands of administrative and supervisory positions, and we're offering voluntary early retirement to 150,000 employees. And despite these unprecedented efforts, and based on current volume projections, we'll come up approximately $6 billion short of breaking even this year.
The toughest questions for the Postmaster General, however, came from Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch, the new chairman of the House Subcommittee on the Postal Service.
I was at the Stop and Shop the other night, and an older gentleman, a retiree of the post office, confronted me, as my constituents are sometimes wont to do, and said, "Let me get this straight, Congressman, you paid CEO Potter $800,000 to lose $3 billion last year. Couldn't we get somebody to do that job for less?" That was basically how they laid it on me. I try to explain our position and yours, but I want to give you a full opportunity to do that. Given today's environment, and I'm sure you're aware of the whole situation with AIG and bonuses and going to Merrill Lynch, in this environment, in these difficult financial times, can the Postal Service justify your compensation package, which I'd like you to clarify? I'm sure it's been exaggerated. I've already looked at the numbers here, but I want you to basically tell us what your compensation package represents and how it's broken down. I want you to inform the committee at least your side of the story.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, first, let me talk about elements of this $800,000-plus number. The first element that I believe probably shouldn't be there in terms of compensation is the fact that I have a security detail which is attributed as a revenue to me or paid to me of some $66,000. That service was performed by the United States Postal Inspection Service. So that's an element of my pay. My base pay, as prescribed by law, is up to 120% of the vice president's salary. Prior to the Postal and Accountability and Enhancement Act, it was much less. It was, the equivalent of
Postmaster General, is there a historic reason why your pay was tied to the Vice President of the United States? I don't see any similarity in responsibilities. Not to reflect poorly on either one of you, but
I'm just describing what it is, and the rationale was the Congress's, not mine.
I see.
Okay, I was not imploring people for a pay raise.
Now, that's kind of unusual because there aren't very many places where a government officials or even a quasi-government officials, as Postmaster General John Potter is, has his security detail charged to his compensation or his salary.
Why is it structured that way?
I've got to call into the Postal Service about that because I want to get that answer for our story for the federal drive for tomorrow morning. That just stood out in the middle of the hearing room this afternoon. The fact that they charge him for his bodyguards.
They charge him for his bodyguards.
Yes, charged against his compensation, or it's counted against his compensation and his salary for whatever reason. And he said it all goes back to 2001, just about the time of 9/11, and apparently the postal inspectors, who were the sort of the postal police, were told one day by an agency that Mr. Potter wasn't able to identify that he had to have security as an official, and so that was when they decided that the cost of these bodyguards for the postmaster general had to come out of his compensation.
Now, is this a direct outcropping of what happened on September 11th, or is this more because of the anthrax mailings?
in part from the anthrax mailings and in part from 9/11, because if you remember the sequence of events, the anthrax letters showed up a couple of months after 9/11.
October.
Heightened security around that time. And so the thought then was that this was somebody who was going to try to do some harm to folks at Postal Service headquarters here in Washington, D.C., as well as the Hill and a couple of other places where these letters went to.